Welcome back to the Series 7 podcast. Today we are going to share a quiz with you that corresponds with an audio lesson from the full series of audio lessons for the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. The full series of audio lessons that correspond to these quizzes is available at series7podcast.com. That's series with the number 7podcast.com. This quiz consists of questions which are answered in Lesson 54 of the Series 7 Top-Off Study Guide, Audio Lessons for the New Series 7 exam. This is a quiz on Options Part 5. Question 1. It is the purchasing and selling of put or call options with different strike prices, different expiration dates, or both. A, a combination, B, a spread, C, a straddle, or D, a strangle. The answer is B, a spread. Question 2. In a spread, when you close out one position, you are expected to close out the other position at the same time. A, true, B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 3. The longer the option, the higher the time value premium. A, true, B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 4. As an option approaches its expiration date, the time value on that option reaches its maximum value at the expiration of that option. A, true, B, false. And the answer is B, false. Question 5. This spread is designed to try to capture the decline of an option's time value as the option approaches its expiration date. A calendar spread. B, a long call spread. C, a long put spread. Or D, a short call spread. And the answer is a calendar spread. Question 6. Which of the following is bearish? A long call spread. B, a short call spread. C, a short put spread. Or D, all of the above. And the answer is B, a short call spread. Question 7. The maximum profit for a long call spread is the net cost of the spread. A, true, B, false. And the answer is B, false. Question 8. A short call spread is a credit spread. A, true, B, false. And the answer is A, true. Question 9. You bought a January 80 call at $10 and sold a February 80 call at $20. The stock trades at $100 at expiration. The February 80 call has $5 time value left, which is true? A, you shall buy back the February 80 call at $5. B, you shall buy back the February 80 call at $20. C, you shall buy back the February 80 call at $25. Or D, the February 80 call would expire worthless. And the answer is you shall buy back the February 80 call at $25, which is $5 time value and $20 intrinsic value. Question 10. You bought a November 30 call at $3 and sold a December 30 call at $5. The stock trades at $25 at November expiration. December 30 call has $1 time value left, which is true? A, the November 30 call would expire worthless. B, the December 30 call would expire worthless. C, you would have a net profit of $2 by closing your position on the spread, or D, all of the above. And the answer is A. The November 30 call would expire worthless. Question 11. You bought a March 60 call at $5 and sold an April 70 call at $3. This transaction is most probably a blank. A. A long call spread. B. A long put spread. C. A short call spread. Or D. A short put spread. And the answer is A. A long call spread. Question 12. You initiated a long call spread by buying a September 70 call at $10 and selling an October 80 call at $5. What is the maximum profit of this transaction? A. $5. B. $10. C. $15. Or D. The maximum profit cannot be determined because the stock price is not given. And the answer is A. $5. Question 13. You initiated a long call spread by buying a May 100 call at $15 and selling a June 85 call at $8. What is your maximum loss that you could incur on this transaction? A. $7. B. $8. C. $15. Or D. $23. And the answer is A. $7. Question 14. If you enter into a long call spread, which of the following pair of transactions would give you the greatest possible profit? A. Buying a July 30 call at $5 and selling an August 50 call at $4. B. Buying a July 25 call at $6 and selling an August 40 call at $5. C. Buying a July 40 call at $9 and selling an August call at $5. Or D. All of the above transactions have equal maximum profit. And the answer is A. Buying a July 30 call at $5 and selling an August 50 call at $4. And this answer assumes that the stock trades above 50 at expiration of the August 50 call. Question 15. You initiated a short call spread by buying a January 40 call at $4 and selling a February 30 call at $7. What is your maximum profit on this transaction? A. $3. B. $7. C. $11. Or D. The maximum profit cannot be determined because the stock price is not given. And the answer is A. $3. Question 16. If you enter into a short call spread, which of the following transactions would you pair with buying a November 65 call at $6 to have the greatest possible profit? A. Selling a December 60 call at $7 per share. B. Selling a December 50 call at $8 per share. C. Selling a December 40 call at $9 per share. Or D. The greatest possible profit would depend on the highest price that the stock could get. And the answer is C. Selling a December 40 call at $9 per share. Question 18. In a long put spread, you bought an April 55 put at $6 and sold a May 35 put at $3. If the stock trades at $60 at April expiration, which is true, the April 55 put would expire worthless. B. The May 35 put would have an intrinsic value of $25. C. You would lose $5 at April expiration. Or D. You would profit $3 at April expiration. And the answer is the April 55 put would expire worthless. Question 19. What's your initial credit if you bought an October 80 put at $9 and a November 90 put at $13, both for a stock initially trading at $85? A, minus $4, B, $4, C, $5, or D, $8? And the answer is B, $4. Final question, question 20. In a short put spread, you bought a June 60 put at $8 and sold a July 75 put at $10. The stock trades at $70 at June expiration. Your net profit is A, you would have a $2 net profit, B, you would have a $3 net profit, C, you would have a $5 net profit, or D, you wouldn't have a profit, but instead a loss of $3. And the answer is D, you wouldn't have a profit, but instead a loss at $3. Thank you for listening. I hope you did well. If you need to review this topic, please re-listen to the lesson from the full series of audio lessons, which is available at series7podcast.com. And that series with the number 7podcast.com. All quizzes and content are copyrighted by Franz Amason. All rights are reserved. No duplication may take place without the express written permission of Franz Amason. Best of luck in your studies.